Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
Welcome to The Educated Investor. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad to have you with us. Our show is brought to you each week by the Householder Group. You can check out their website. It is cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number is 720-482-1917. With that, we will welcome Mr. Cishon. How are you, David?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. How are you guys doing over there?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. It seems like we're making a little progress with some things relaxing a little bit with all this COVID thing, just a little bit. So, man, that's good to hear and good to see the sun.
Well, it is. It is. Yeah. And it's nice to hear that this vaccination is taking place and spreading. The vaccines are spreading out there.
Yes, sir.
Just gives some comfort level to a lot of folks. And I just certainly hope that this break from college and the flooding of folks in Florida doesn't cause a relapse.
I know what you mean. I mean, you're right here with spring break going to be, you know, happening here for the next several weeks pretty quick. And just kind of a hold your breath and wait and see, I guess.
I guess, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, it appears, and you can tell people are reacting a little bit more free, let's just say.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And, you know, getting out and getting about a little bit more.
Absolutely.
With a little more confidence, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, one thing you do not want to hold your breath and wait and see is what's going to happen in retirement, and that only comes from good planning. And we're going to talk a little bit more today about Rejuvenate Your Retirement, and that is, this is a course that's going to be happening over at the Parker campus, but it's sponsored by Arapahoe Community College, and that is 15653 Brookstone. And we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and the Tuesdays that we have been promoting, and that is actually tomorrow, and for the first one, and then again the 16th, and so that one is kind of already set. But your next dates are Thursdays, March 18th and 25th, and it'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. Again, on both of those dates. So the course consists of these two-hour sessions. And you have to call 303-797-5722 to reserve your spot. And there is a $35 registration for that for the college. And so, Dave, boys, it's got to feel good just to think, hey, I get to walk in somewhere tomorrow and see people.
Well, yeah, you know, it's been quite a stretch, and teaching classes remotely just doesn't have the same effect.
Sure.
You know, being in person for so people can really, you can see their reactions, and then you can have them ask questions and answer them and see their expressions that they get if with these answers, and make sure that they're actually getting it resolved. And in person is the best way. We're really anxious to get going again starting tomorrow.
Absolutely. And as we've been reviewing over the last couple of shows, we've been talking about kind of course sections, and there's a lot of other things under these items that we will talk about, but retirement income concerns, how long will my money last, investments, retirement income sources, health care planning, estate planning. And I tell you, almost each one of those, David, you could do, you know, 4 hours on each one of those.
Oh, God, yes. No question about it.
It really is. And I think we, last week, we went through the healthcare planning a little bit, and let's kind of touch on that estate planning side of this, because I tell you, a lot of people don't realize the role this has in financial planning.
Well, it's one of the critical areas, you know. If something were to happen to a person, where does that person's assets go, and how do they go? And do they go efficiently, or do they go with a lot of delays and expense and cost? And so we have a very active view on estate planning. And, of course, it's different for every individual depending on their objectives and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the type of estate planning that is needed. In other words, you know, a couple of basic types is just having a will here in Colorado, which works quite well. Having a will is so that when someone passes, that will normally goes to a court, goes to what they call probate court, and the judge looks at it to make sure that it's legal, and then reviews as to what you've said in that will and where those assets are going to go or to whom,
right,
and how they're going to go. And, you know, going to probate court with a will in Colorado is not a big deal. It's relatively painless and relatively simple. But again, it can take some time because the courts aren't structured so hurry up and get things done as, let's say, a beneficiary of a will would want them done.
Right.
So it can take some time.
Sure. And I think one of the big benefits, and again, you don't, you know, twist everybody's arm to use your CPA or use your attorney that helps with estate planning. But I think for me, it's a big comfort to know I can come to one place and kind of have all this done under your guidance and people that you know, and they know how you do business. And so all my bases are going to be covered, right?
Well, exactly. And one of the things that we recommend the folks when they come in is in this area is at an appropriate point in time, I suggest to them to go and sit down with one of our recommended estate planning attorneys that we utilize. I go with the person, so there's no pressure to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's an educational session.
Sure.
That the attorneys go through, and they explain to the individual, you know, what are your options here based on what you have in your estate and what your objectives are? What are some of the tools you can use in your estate planning? And, you know, for example, how does a will work and will that be fine for your particular circumstance? Also, do you have financial powers of attorney? So that if you're disabled, your assets travel in the mechanism that in the manner you want. How about health care powers of attorney? If something happens to you, is there someone there that will tell the doctors or the hospitals what needs to be done based on your wishes at the time in case you can't express them? And then things like a living will, which is your right to die. How
right.
do you want that handled? And there's various these little tack-on areas that support the will.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are subject to state law.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And some of those change over time because they only last for a certain period of time. Or the law changes and they have to, you know, revise them or reconstruct them. So we have that. We encourage people to have that little education to learn about that and then learn about, well, what else can I do besides just a will? Do I need to look at a family trust? And a trust, of course, is nothing more than a, well, I call it a thick will, but,
right.
but it has a bunch of pages and it covers all sorts of areas that are needed to be covered for you, whether you're alive or if you pass on, how you want these assets handled, and how you want them distributed, and of course in a trust it gives you typically much better control than in a will if mm-hmm. that's necessary.
And would you say like for leaving money to you know family members, children, whatever that. In most cases, probably a trust is more appropriate because I've heard it said this way, you know, a trust can't get divorced, a trust can't get sued by an auto accident and take away somebody's money. And so are trust just a lot safer way?
Well, it's a tool mm-hmm. that, yes, can put up certain walls and prevent certain certain aspects where a will, it's difficult to do. One of the areas that people, why people will use a trust, it's number of people will use it not because they have a tremendous amount of assets. You know, I hear people come in and they'll say, well, you know, I'm interested in talking to someone about a trust, but I don't have a lot of money. And so I'll ask them, you know, well, why do you think you need a trust if you don't have a lot of money? Why do you think? He says, well, as I understand it, you know, if I was to die and have a will, well, that will's got to go to court, it's got to go to probate, they've got to advertise it, and it takes a while, and it can take 9 months or 2 years or who knows. Whereas a trust, if it happens to me, I die, my beneficiaries or the co-trustee reads the trust and follows the guidelines that I've put in there, and that's the end of it. There's the next day is a non-legal event, if you want to say, and the assets are dispersed according to the trust. There's no probate. It's simple, clean, normally, and happens very quickly. So the fact that you don't have to go to court and go to judges and that kind of thing is appealing to a lot of folks. They die, the trust is there. The trust didn't die. It just continues with your wishes however you want. And you can protect these assets perhaps a little bit better from, oh, let's say, a child who is a spender of monies before he even earns it. You may want to have special provisions to stretch that out accordingly. And of course, it's easy to do that in a trust to protect themselves against themselves.
Right. Once again, you're listening to The Educated Investor. David C. Shawn is our guest each week at this time. Once again, brought to you by the Householder Group. Their number is 720-482-1917. It's always a free consult there. But, hey, if you'd like to get a chance to meet David and go through some of the things that we have told you about that's going to be discussed, we highly encourage you to call 303-797-5722 and reserve your spot for Thursdays, March 18th and 25th. That'll be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on both of those days. Once again, there is just a $35 registration for that. And, hey, if you and a friend, you and a spouse, you both want to come, there's only one fee there for that $35. You'll also get kind of a workbook, right, David, to go along with that and some information?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get two workbooks. One for the first first session and one for the second session.
All right. Hey.
And the workbooks are very comprehensive, and there's some additional pages in there, bonus pages we call them, that we probably won't touch on in the class, but we will touch on after class, but won't touch on. And then there's some bonus discussions during the course that we talk about.
Right.
That is in those books.
Well, I like one thing here, you know, in some of the notes we have about it. It says, you know, making your money last throughout retirement has never been more challenging. And boy, that's a true statement.
Well, it really is. In fact, in the New York Times yesterday, they had quite a large article, and the topic was, the headline was, what you will need if you live to be 100.
Wow.
What you will need to if you live to be 100. And the reason for that is because the 100-plus age group that we have now, they estimate there's like 92,000 people in that category, and they anticipate in the next 20 to 30 years that's going to be many times that amount. It's the fastest growing segment of the community. Now, doesn't mean you and I are going to make it.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean you and I want to make it necessarily.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but it's an area of great concern, and I'm going to tell you, that's a big area of discussion to make sure that the money lasts, because we don't know what our future holds. And, you know, we're seeing more and more people with longer longevity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And their concern is running out of money. That's the number one concern of retirees, is running out of money.
Right.
And you factor in whatever you got for income in retirement, but then you factor in this little silent embezzler called inflation, and the not so silent investor called taxation.
Right.
And pretty soon, the money that you're living on in 10 or 15 years is 75 or 60% of purchasing power. And you can't buy those groceries like you once did.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be able to address that thing. You know, one of the things that we'll talk about in class, it's not listed in the reviews here, is, you know, the government in 2019 set up something called Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, or short for the SECURE Act. Now, doesn't that sound really good?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel comfortable that the government wants to have a secure?
Secure,
and
yes,
yet,
sir.
You know, and yet when you look in that SECURE Act, what do we find? We find that they've eliminated a special provision that allowed tens and hundreds and even millions of dollars to go to your beneficiaries and forced you with retirement accounts to get them out to those beneficiaries, unless they're a spouse and a couple of other exclusions, over 10 years instead of 20 or 25 or 30. That's a shame. They picked our pocket, and only three people in the House of Representatives voted against it when they passed it. And the reason is because it's a tremendous increase in taxes on our retirement accounts without calling them taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so they could say, well, we didn't raise your taxes. No, but you took it out of our pocket in a different manner.
Sure.
And one of the areas is this is related to how long my money will last. We have to address this. We have to look at the options, because the government and their infinite wisdom isn't stopping here. There's already things that people don't recognize that they've talked about. For example, minimum distributions might be imposed on Roth IRAs. Oof.
Mm.
That'd be a shocker.
Right.
And how about Congress deciding, well, you got too much in your 401k plan, so you can't put any more in it? Or how about the deferrals for IRAs and 401ks? Now you're putting too much away, so we're not going to allow you to put any more away. These are all things that have already been discussed and are talked about constantly. And if people don't know about it, if you don't learn about it, that's why I say education is a great equalizer. It doesn't have to be anything profound.
Right.
But what it has to be is acknowledging what's going on. And once we know what's going on, what can we do about it? And
sure.
You can do things.
Right. You know,
that's what the course is.
I like how you phrase that, too. How long will my money last? And I think what this course helps all of us do is really personalize this, because, I mean, you don't have a plan A, B, and C, financial plan behind your desk, three books, and somebody comes in, oh, you get B, you get A, you get C. I mean, this course really helps you develop a personalized retirement income plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. It gives you the foundations of those areas that you have to address. Now, you don't have to do them, but you have to address them in the sense of recognizing them. And,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you've already satisfied certain things based on your own comfort level, and that's fine. You see, I always say to my classes when I started, ignorance and poverty are free. But you see, education is the great equalizer.
Right.
It makes you the difference between a seer and a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you know about the basics, the better off you're going to be in retirement. And you don't have to change your entire life.
Right, exactly. And again, for $35, folks, I'm very confident in saying this, you will not find any course anywhere that goes through all the different things that David is going to do. Once again, the dates are Thursdays, March 18th and 25th. The hours will be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. for both of those dates. But you've got to make the call, 303-797-5722. And once again, it is a $35 registration. And that's if it's a couple, that's just $35. And, of course, if you're going by yourself, $35 as well. But this is Rejuvenate Your Retirement. And the address is 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And that is right by Chaparral High School. So, David, last few minutes here, but let's what are you thinking? Does this just make you cringe when you see all this stimulus money and these billions of dollars that they're just, so to speak, handing out? And then what's going to happen to, you know, the next few years with us as far as our taxes?
Well, you know, first of all, there's just so many people in this country that are being penalized because they're low pay and low income, that it's a crime, in my opinion. The stimulus package that should come out, I guess, shortly, as it was passed by the Senate, certainly not bipartisan.
Right.
But that's going to come out. It's going to help a tremendous amount of people that really need it and is long overdue because of the pandemic, all right? And the pandemic caused all sorts of problems. And the pandemic caused, in my opinion, so many more problems because the government wasn't ready to do what was necessary to eliminate a good chunk of the 500,000 people that died, not in this country. Maybe in some third world countries that's acceptable, but not here. So maybe they've overdone it. I don't know. And they've got stuff in there in the package that is beyond helping a lot of these people,
right,
that need the help. Maybe there's some fat in there, like all politicians, things they pass that probably is a lot of fat here and there. But it's necessary for most of these people that are going to get it. And otherwise, what would you see? You would see, you know, people thrown out of their rental homes or apartments, foreclosures left and right. You know, we got to get people back to work. And with this vaccines out there and spreading, giving us hope, and people coming back to work. And again, yeah, maybe it's because of these states that are opening up a little maybe quicker than they should, who knows, but getting people back to work, that's a good thing. It brings integrity back into your life, you know? Mm-hmm. You have a meaning. And so, yes, what's all of this going to happen down the road? Oh, I think it's going to cause inflation, but myself, I think it's going to get the economy ramped up and going for the next year or two, probably. And who's to say beyond that? But it was needed to do something to help these people because there's no reason. Just look at the food lines.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
In this country, do you think we should have that kind of display? People starving and waiting in lines to get fed?
I know.
No way.
No, and I've talked to a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of food banks around and different things, and I mean, good areas of town, so to speak. But it would amaze you. You knew the people that needed food, like you said, right now.
Yeah, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So did we overdo it? Who knows? Maybe yes. I don't know. It's just such a shame to see this kind of suffering, and that's why one of your folks, Barbara Foods, we're going to be ordering a bunch for Parker Food Bank, because I just still can't believe here in Parker, Colorado, they can't keep enough food on the shelves.
Right. It is so crazy. It is, for sure.
It is.
Well, last couple of minutes, anything on the market, anything you're seeing there?
Well, I think you're seeing what we've been seeing is that markets have been holding up. Companies are making profits, more and more profits, more across the board than last year. Last year was a lot of the high-tech companies. Now we're seeing some of the small capitalization companies in this country. They call them small caps, like the Russell 2000 as an index. But there's some small cap exchange-traded funds that we follow, and they're up 12-16% so far this year. So we're seeing the smaller companies coming along, and I think part of that's because we're seeing countries picking up. A lot of countries are starting to pick up, and the emerging markets countries, the emerging countries, are buying more and more materials, raw materials. And that's helping the emerging markets. It's helping the small companies. So we're seeing that. The bond market has been flat and negative. Again, they're concerned about inflation and the effects that it has on the bond prices. But inflation so far has been kept under the brick, if you will, by the federal government and the feds. The bond markets aren't encouraging people by what they're doing or where they're existing to buy a lot of bonds, although we're seeing a lot of people buy tax-free municipal bonds because they continue to do quite nicely.
Right.
So it's looking like, you know, it's looking like the markets should fare well with the news of combination of people being rehired, the anticipation of more and more people being rehired, and the vaccine getting out there, that all has a big positive effect, or should, on the market, and continue for the rest of this year, one would hope, and into next year.
Sure. Looks like it may cost us a little more to fill up our tanks for any summer drives we may have planned.
Of course, you know, that's one of the things, you know, you read about all of the new cars that are coming out, electric cars, and how they anticipate. Volvo says all of their cars will be electric by, I think, 2030.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all good, but I want to tell you something. The oil industry is a huge industry with a lot of people employed, and I just don't see how they're going to allow that industry to dissipate too much,
sure,
too quickly. The prices for oil, where it is now, I guess it's, you know, it's come back to the 60s and up.
I think upper 60s, yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see 100
mm-hmm.
If this economy perks up. It keeps perking up because those people out over east that have those big oil wells in the ground, Russia and the Arab countries, they're not going to let their monies go away.
Absolutely.
They're going to do something to keep those prices up.
Yes, sir. Well, once again, you've been listening to Educated Investor with David Cishan, brought to you by the Householder Group. Just a reminder now, our next Rejuvenate Your Retirement is Thursdays, March 18th and 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. For both of those dates, call 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. There is a $35 registration. But get over there, get on the phone, and make your reservation today. So, David, as always, thank you for your time, sir, and we'll look forward to our visit next week.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
All right. You as well, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Thank you so much for being with us today. Our show, as mentioned, is brought to you each week by Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. It's always a free consult if you mention Your Health Matters. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Shane Stedman, owner of Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, thanks for being with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And I know this is a special month, meaning for what we're going to focus on. And I tell you, before we start doing these shows together, I never realized how big of an area in the medical world this is with concussions and brain injuries all over the world.
Oh, it's so big. Yeah, when you have a day, when you have a month that's dedicated to it,
you know it's serious. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get into it a little bit here today. I do want to mention up front, though, you can join on March 15th at 6 p.m. a live panel discussion for all things brain injury. All you have to do is call the office, 303-781-5617, and they will get you the necessary the link and information. It is free of charge, but Dr. Stedman will have his team there, and they will do a good discussion on this, and you can ask questions through that. And these have been very, very good over the last year or so that we've been doing these. And again, that is Tuesday, March the 15th at 6 p.m. So, Dr. Stedman, let's just do a quick introduction here, and then we've got a phone call here we want to get on. But what do you just see in your office kind of on a daily basis with this matter of brain injury?
We see it's very, very common and kind of similar symptoms, even to a point that sometimes when patients come in, they say, I have all these symptoms and nobody can figure me out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you sound like every other patient that comes in. But what we see is, after concussions, people have light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, headaches, vertigo, visual changes, even mood changes, dizziness, sometimes dizziness when they stand up too quickly. These are all really common. I even did one this morning. It was a consultation, and she had a TBI 4 months ago, and it was the exact same story. So she has some double vision. She has difficulty seeing out of her right eye, sound sensitivity, light sensitivity, headaches, vertigo, dizziness. And I was like, well, that sums it up. So, mm-hmm. It's really common, and you don't mean to sound like haphazard about it, but it's a really common thing to hear that people are just not getting the proper treatment for. And so we also tend to see patients are then, struggling with this for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And even the patient this morning, she hasn't been able to work since her brain injury. So we hear this a lot. Patients just can't work. They can't go back to school. They had to drop out of classes. It's a very, very similar story that just goes on and on and on from patient to patient.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. In all transparency, this next guest is my brother-in-law, Rick, and we were talking over the weekend. I had shared one of your posts, Dr. Stedman, on our Haystack Help Radio Facebook page about brain injury, and so Rick called and wanted to get the podcast from that, and I said, well, what's going on? So he called me and told me a little bit about it, and I said, well, hey, you got to call in, and let's talk about this, because this is happening everywhere now. Sports picking back up, and our young people are playing, and head injuries. So, Rick, thanks for being with us today, bud. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Good to talk to you, Dr. Stedman. Appreciate you letting me call in.
All right. So let's kind of go through the story there, Rick, of your son and my nephew.
who is very fond of Scott. But Mason is 15, and he has he's had three concussions, not fully knocked out, but definitely the first one happened about just a little less than 2 years ago. He took he's a goalkeeper, so he took a close range shot to the face. And that one, he kind of felt fine that afternoon. And then for about a week exhibited a lot of the symptoms you just described, the double vision, the headaches, things like that. So we kept him out for quite a while. And then he went back to it, got a one where he actually hit the turf. Someone undercut him. He hit the turf, hit the back of his head on the ground. That was about a year ago. And that one, again, kind of same process, not as bad of symptoms post, but on the day they were worse. And then after about 3 months, he went back and started playing again. And then this most recently, just 2-3 weekends ago, took a shot to the forehead. He wears a concussion band, but it hit the concussion band and knocked it off. And he hasn't had much symptoms, a little bit of headache, a little bit of that lightheaded when standing up. So that kind of lines up with a couple of things you're saying. I'm really just looking to understand what I should do at this point, concerned about his long-term health. He loves the sport, but I want to have him, do the right thing. So just looking for what your thoughts are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just interesting when you're kind of mentioning like the goalie. I was thinking in my head, man, I think out of all of the soccer players I've treated over the years, a good majority of them are goalies. And my daughter plays competitive soccer. So it's like, I even sit on the field just watching those goalies just take a beating. And, man, and they just sacrifice their bodies to protect that goal. So I think, definitely trying to see where to start. But yeah, I think you're asking like what things can be done, and these are the things that even with my daughter, her playing soccer, she went head to head this weekend with with another person going for a ball, so afterwards, being a dad that knows this stuff, it was a little bit easy that she's in multiple games. And so I double checked her and, it's nice that she has that luxury. And I was like, well, I don't see a concussion, but she was just kind of feeling a little bit off. And so I gave her some things that are more like anti-inflammatories and some fish oil, and things like that, just to make sure the inflammation, was down so she can keep playing. But I was double checking balance and her eye movements and her coordination and all those different things, which I know most parents can't do that, So there was like, what can I do? And I think, usually the biggest things that you try to tell kids is like, hey, you got to rest a little bit. And let your brain, kind of rest, because a brain injury is kind of very similar to having like an ankle injury that's, if you rolled your ankle or had your ankle rolled up on in soccer, you know, you'd definitely say, well, let me rest it, you know, so that I can keep playing. And if you don't rest your ankle and you keep re-injuring it, you know, there could be long-term effects where you just have this chronic ankle injury. And I mean, you do see that in sports where some people just can't get over their injuries, so they end up not playing anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think it's similar when it comes to brain function, that there is a piece where you have to let the brain rest and heal, you know. So, you know, what, how can we do that? Well, you know, like the no screen time and decreasing light a little bit and using the anti-inflammatories is a good way to let the brain heal. But I think this is where, you know, I'm biased, obviously, but I think this is where you have somebody in your back pocket, you know, depending on where you live, to say, hey, can you check my kid out, make sure they're good? You know, if there's some things that we need to do, kind of like going to a physical therapist, you say, hey, I rolled my ankle. And the PT would say, well, here's some exercises and some things you can do at home, you know, rest, ice, elevation. Well, there's similar things you can do for the brain when you get into sports that's, you know, all about healing the brain. And that's probably the best answer is to give a parent, but, you know, the probably the better answer is to find somebody that knows how to check out your kiddo and almost have them in your back pocket so that they can always make sure your kid is good.
And what are just some of the initial, if we want to call them tests or exams, Dr. Stedman, that someone, you know, if Rick could find someone in his area or, you know, make him talk him into coming here and seeing you as he's out of state. But what are you kind of looking for there as far as different types of tests?
You know, I think some of the quick, they call them like bedside tests, quote unquote, but some of the quick tests you can do, you know, it's kind of what I did with my daughter, you know, had her put her feet together, had her close her eyes, you know, just to see what that balance looked like, you know, if, and she didn't fall and she was actually pretty steady still, but there's been times I've done that kids and they just fall right over. They can't even like maintain their balance at all, or they get really dizzy and vertigo-ish. So I think that's a good quick, you know, bedside test. Another one, and you kind of see this on the field, you know, that sometimes trainers will do if you have a trainer that's involved, but you're just kind of watching those eye movements and you have them track, and they call it like an H in space, where you just have them track what looks like the capital H. So you go like, you know, you bring the eyes off to the right and you go up and down, and then you bring their eyes across the middle to the opposite side, and you go up and down. You kind of like, can they actually focus on your finger? Does that make them dizzy? Does that make them nauseous? You know, do they, sometimes you'll see kids get emotional, you know, if they've had a head injury where they can't look at it and then they start getting like really sweaty and clammy. So
is that kind of like the deal we've all seen, like a roadside sobriety test when cops, you know, you see them on TV and they're trying to get you to follow their pin?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I mean, a roadside sobriety test is kind of a bedside neurological exam, which makes sense if you're drunk, it jacks up your brain. So it's kind of similar when you get a concussion. If your brain has kind of been jacked up a little bit, that road sobriety testing type of eval can actually be really helpful to say, hey, is your kid still good? And if they're not good, you should go, you know, then they should take a break, rest their brain, and then find a doc, you know, to help them out. Mm-hmm.
And what is an acceptable break? You know, when you're thinking about this and somebody, you know, kid took a shot to the head.
Yeah. I mean, usually a good week to two. I mean, I think the NFL or some of the major pro sports are saying at least a week, you know, and maybe two depending on symptoms. But, you know, I would say that's good. And I mean, if you can get, you know, things like fish oil or turmeric, you know, those are kind of anti-inflammatories. You know, eating healthy, making sure that, you know, if you have a concussion, you're not mowing down pizza and burgers all week, but actually eating like good food and maintaining like fuel. I know these are super vague things to say, but it always gets kind of hard because everybody can be different. But usually a week or two is I would say pretty normal to see people take a break if they need
sure.
to.
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, so I was just curious, I started to think about long-term effects and when should I start to worry about that, right? We're kind of at this point like, okay, if you have another one of these, we really need to evaluate whether or not this is something you should be doing. You know, people tell him things and, you know, I'd say, like, let's just talk to a doctor. You know, so that's the first step here, talking to you. Just what are your thoughts on kind of how I should be looking at that long term? Just assuming, you know, like this one, he's already, you know, it's already been 2 weeks. We've fully rested him. But, you know, if he's okay and clear to play, but when should we start thinking long-term?
You know, I think long-term, I think you start thinking about that now, which why you're asking that question. You know, because even with my daughter, you know, those are questions I have. And I mean, in soccer and females is the number one cause of concussions, you know, where boys is usually football. You know, but I think that's why it's important too. If I had my soapbox and telling you and telling everybody who's listening, like, if I think if my daughter has it lucky because she has me to check her out, and patients that are my patients, I think they have it lucky because anytime they get injured, I can check them out, you know, right on the spot, you know, like the next day come in the office. I think long term, I feel that if you have somebody that's there to always constantly monitor it, my feelings is that the long term piece is you don't have to worry about it as much. I also feel that if you can do things that are intervening, such as like fish oil and healthy, like anti-inflammatory supplements, I think those can also be really helpful. But the long-term effects are kind of when we talk about CTEs, and when you listen to, you know, watch the movie Concussion, you know, those are always the things that cross everybody's mind, you know, is what are the long-term effect on their mood and mental health and depression, anxiety when they turn, you know, 40, 50 and all those pieces. I think that's always the scary part now about what we know in sports and head injuries, but it's not just sports. I mean, you see these things with car accidents and, you know, people who have fallen, you know, people who ski, you know, like it's a bigger, I guess it's a bigger story than just sports nowadays. But I think if we, you know, keep their brains healthy and we keep the inflammation down, that's when I think people do better. Because also, if you have multiple concussions on top of each other, is basically like rolling your ankle. It never fully healed. You rolled it again. You never fully rehabbed it. You rolled it again. And the next thing you know, you got chronic pain in your ankle. So it's kind of like the brain. I don't think out there, in my opinion, when it comes to concussions, I just don't think people are rehabbing it properly, evaluating it properly, or even, you know, treatment, in my opinion. Sometimes I just don't think the treatments are right. So I think people just go back out there again and again and again, getting another concussion, and it starts to build upon itself. And that's a long answer.
That's real helpful. Thank you.
Great. Well, Rick, hey, man, any other thoughts for Dr. Stedman?
No, I mean, I'll ask for a referral offline.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, and hey.
Obviously, we'll try to get to Colorado, but that's a little harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it, and good luck to Mason, yeah. And tell him to hang in there and duck quicker.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, man, thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Dr. Stedman, what are you talking about, man? You take so many soccer balls, even with these kids, you know, teenagers. How fast can that ball be traveling to hit you in the head?
Ooh, I don't, you know, I know there's actually some science behind it, but
yeah,
man,
isn't it?
It is. I've seen, I mean, it's not even just the goalie. I mean, I've seen where, you know, where a goalie goes to kick the ball and clear it, and a kid just happened to be right there. And I mean, there's been times I've sat on the sideline watching even another team and just cringing, you know, mm-hmm. at what I just saw.
Right.
You know, so I think people, and maybe I'm going to continue my soapbox a little bit if you're not doing a commercial, but
no, go ahead.
I think what's important, I mean, being in Denver, you know, so we're located in Denver, and, you know, most people listening are in Denver. I think it's really, really important that if you have a kid playing a sport, you want to get a baseline test, you know, so you want to find somebody kind of like our clinic that does baseline testing to say, okay, what is my kid like before they get the concussion playing sports? Because once your kid has a concussion, now we know like which part of the brain was concussed, and we can do a follow-up eval to see what was the difference from the baseline to now. And that makes life a lot easier when treatment comes around, because we also know, okay, this is what their baseline looks like, so that when we're doing rehab, we know when they're clear to play again or when they should be playing. That if they still have all these weird symptoms, you know, then they shouldn't be playing. And I think too often, well, I don't even think hardly at all people are doing any baseline testing except for clinics like mine, you know, and I think that's a piece of this that's missing when it comes to youth sports.
Absolutely. Once again, this is March 15th at 6 p.m. This will be a live panel discussion on all things brain injury. Just call the office, 303-781-5617. They will get you the link for that, and you'll be able to join in on that conversation. And, you know, one thing, when Rick was talking to me over the weekend, and I told him, everybody always brings up about a concussion. Well, they didn't get knocked out. And I'm like, wow, that is probably one of the biggest myths about concussions, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you can get concussive-like symptoms from a whiplash injury, you know. So, I mean, I've heard this stories on and on and on with car accidents. Well, I didn't hit the window. I didn't hit the steering wheel, you know, but they have all of the same concussion-like symptoms. So you can definitely have these symptoms without, you know, losing consciousness. And I agree with you. I think people do that all the time. Well, he never lost consciousness, so he's fine. Or he wasn't vomiting, so he's fine. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're fine, you know?
Sure.
That's like saying, well, I didn't fracture my ankle, so my ankle's great. No, you still sprained it and injured the ankle. Just because it didn't fracture or wasn't bleeding, you know, it doesn't mean that it's good. And I think that's what – this is – I guess you're now getting some of the passion coming out of me. But this is
okay.
Why that's why they call this the invisible injury, is because mm-hmm. nobody can see it, so they don't take it seriously.
And a kid, I mean, hey, you know, it's been a long time ago, but man, when I was in high school and playing, you don't want to come out. You don't want to quit playing. And if they ask you if you're okay, you're going to say yes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that kind of happened a little bit this weekend, you know, with my daughter. You know, we were kind of laughing that, you know, she went head to head and my wife was like, she was kind of stumbling a little bit, you know? And so it was like, well, why were you stumbling? And, you know, so the coach was like, are you good? She's like, I'm fine. She's like, I want to play.
Good answer.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, of course you did. Of course you did. Yeah. I was like, thank God your dad is a doctor. Deals with concussions. You know?
No kidding.
But I would too if I was playing sports.
Well, sure. Are you seeing things with you know, organized sports teams now, whether they be, you know, 7, 8, 9 or middle teenage years, like Mason, are you seeing where they have some a little bit more of maybe some sports help as far as, you know, medical people on a staff or at least someone around?
Yeah, definitely. I would say a lot of the tournaments, you know, and games, you know, if there's a lot of games at a certain field, you know, you'll have, you know, athletic trainers or people on staff. I know a lot of the teams in Colorado, you know, Children's Hospital is one of the biggest sponsors, you know, so a lot of times there'll be like a Children's Hospital tent with athletic trainers out there. So I think they try to pick up on a lot of those, but I mean, geez, how many times do you, you know, I mean, I've heard these, you just said it, you know, kids are like, I'm fine, put me back in, coach. You know, they didn't lose consciousness. They didn't pass the sideline kind of test, you know, for just to say that they had a concussion, but you know, yet they might end up with symptoms, you know, next week or 2 weeks or, you know, I don't know. It's all over the place.
Absolutely. Once again, it is March 15th, 6 p.m. Call 303-781-5617 for the link on there. And this will be every member there at Integrated Health Systems, and they will be taking your questions on this matter of brain injury. So, Dr. Stone, with things that are just left untreated. I mean, what is the real danger in that for people? And whether it be, you know, kids or adults, hey, we get in a car accident, and sometimes, you know, boy, some of these people will just, you know, run into their first chiropractor that maybe is not in tune with doing car accidents, but they just run to that chiropractor and just start getting adjustments, and no one really ever checks that the brain. What's the danger in that?
You know, that was almost the consultation I had this morning. The patient was saying that she got in the car accident and she went to a chiropractor and PT, and they've just been working on her stuff. And she's like, no one's even looked at my brain. And she goes, I can't see. I have double vision. I can't go back to work. You know, so what you kind of see long term, if this stuff doesn't get taken care of, is I think things start to compound on each other and people start to compensate. And by compensation, it might be, you know, well, now I'm having these chronic headaches because my head is tilted trying to correct my vision, you know, or I have dizziness where my left side of my body is weaker, so I start leaning on my right side more often, you know, like you'll start compensating for all of these imbalances. And it's great that your body and brain can do that. But long term, you don't want that, because what does that look like down the road? Are you able to do what you want? Do you end up with vestibular issues and vertigo issues or neck kinks or chronic migraines, chronic tinnitus, chronic this, chronic that? And that's the scary part, is you don't want things to become chronic, because it gets harder and harder and harder to fix those chronicities.
Right.
So that's kind of your piece. And obviously, if you watch the movie Concussion, they always talk about CTEs and depression and mental health disorders. I mean, those are some of the long-term pieces, you know, that can, you know, that's the scary stuff that, you know, the movie talks about.
Sure, sure. And, you know, in the last couple of minutes here, but we mentioned car accidents. That's something that you certainly work with, as well as, you know, slip and falls. I mean, Rick talked about his son, you know, actually hitting his head on the ground. And so there's just so many ways that we can injure our brain in there.
There is. Slip and fall, slipping on the ice. One of my patients was showing me a video of him and his brothers trying to be super cool and jumping on a rail, and he slipped off the rail and landed on the back of his head. Party tricks, driving, skiing too. I mean, you hear this where people wiped out skiing,
or sure.
You got hit by another snowboarder. All those different pieces. I mean, you kind of go from like season to season. Right now we're going into lacrosse and soccer season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll end up seeing a lot of lacrosse players and soccer players, and we're kind of getting out of ski season, which you know, hear a lot of those, you know, those patients come in, and then we'll get into football in the summer. We'll start getting football injuries. So yeah, things definitely, you know, we're really prone to hitting our head with so many different activities, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, as always, we appreciate it, and we thank you for your time, and thank you for doing this show with us each week. Always a lot of great information with you and your team, sir.
Thanks, God, and have a great week.
All right, sir. That is Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Again, that date for the webinar is March 15th, 6 p.m. Again, call just the office, 303-781-5617, and they'll get you the information for that. Thank you for being with us today for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.